Hello and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jesse Colhagen, and you're listening to The Life Note, Your Body's Many Cries for Water, by F. Batman Gelidge, MD, and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. When the human body developed from the species that were given life in water, the same dependence on the life-giving properties of water was inherited. The role of water in the body of living species, mankind included, has not changed since the first creation of life in salt water and its subsequent adaptation to fresh water. End quote. We know water is important to our well-being, but why? In Your Body's Many Cries for Water, Dr. Batman Gelidge helps unlock the mystery of the importance of water and explains its healing properties. He also explores the link between dehydration and disease. Given that our bodies are primarily made of water, about 75% water in fact, it's about time that we give this important substance its proper respect in our quest to optimize our health and well-being. Dr. Batman Gelidge was, quote, an internationally renowned researcher, author, and advocate of the natural healing power of water, end quote. This book leverages his many years of work and insights on healing the body through proper hydration. Let's get started with the first big thought. Pain can be cries of thirst. A new paradigm, treatment with water. Quote, you're not sick, you're thirsty, end quote. One of the key points in the book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water, is that what is actually dehydration in the body can be mistakenly labeled as disease. In these cases, often medication is mistakenly used instead of treating the issue with water. Dr. Batman Gelidge emphasizes that, quote, every function of the body is monitored and pegged to the efficient flow of water. Water distribution is the only way of making sure that not only an adequate amount of water, but its transported elements, hormones, chemical messengers, and nutrients first reach the more vital organs, end quote. So when you don't have enough water in your body, you're essentially preventing the flow of all that good stuff to the parts of your body that need it most. And to make it worse, if you're experiencing symptoms that are really due to dehydration, but you've been given medicine to treat the symptoms instead, it can cause additional problems. He points to one example of how using pain medications over the long term can cause gastrointestinal bleeding. There are possible detrimental side effects of using pain medication to silence what can actually be chronic or localized dehydration. By considering a new paradigm, which is treatment with water in those cases where it's warranted, it may be possible to avoid the detrimental effects of medicine. One important author's note here is this, quote, the author of this book does not dispense medical advice or prescribe the use of the discontinuance of any medication as a form of treatment without the advice of an attending physician, either directly or indirectly, end quote. So always, please seek counsel from your own doctor. The next big thought, dehydration and stress, fight or flight mode. Quote, when the body becomes dehydrated, the physiological processes that establish are the same ones that occur when coping with stress, end quote. In Your Body's Many Cries for Water, we learn about certain ways that the body compensates for dehydration. Interestingly, Dr. Batman Gelidge compares dehydration to stress and explains how the body experiences those similarly. He articulates that, quote, dehydration equals stress, and once stress establishes, there is an associated mobilization of primary materials from the body stores, end quote. Essentially, the body goes into a fight or flight response. Certain hormones are triggered, and the triggering of these hormones can have adverse effects on the entire body. It seems to be a vicious circle, as the author points out that, quote, dehydration causes stress, and stress causes further dehydration, end quote. So to avoid that vicious cycle, let's drink plenty of water. After all, we have enough stress in our lives. Let's not add to it with chronic dehydration. The next big thought, stop overeating, water and weight loss. Quote, question, why are 30% of Americans overweight? Answer, because of a basic confusion. They do not know when they are thirsty. They also don't know the difference between fluids and water." End quote. You may have heard that drinking more water can help you with weight loss. In fact, just about every diet and weight loss book will tell you to drink more water. Why is that? In Your Body's Many Cries for Water, we learn how we can sometimes mistake thirst for hunger. We can feel hungry when what we really need is a big glass of water to quench our thirst. So we head for the refrigerator when that's really the wrong place to be heading. Dr. Batman Gelage shares the insight that, quote, "the sensation of thirst and hunger are generated simultaneously to indicate the brain's needs. We do not recognize the sensation of thirst and assume both indicators to be the urge to eat." End quote. To avoid those unnecessary calories, consider making it a practice to drink some water before you eat. Be sure that you're well hydrated, and this will help ensure that you're eating from true hunger rather than from what is really thirst. You must also be careful of substituting other fluids, such as soda, for water when you're thirsty. And sodas with artificial sweeteners can be particularly damaging when it comes to weight loss. Those artificial sweeteners can stimulate hunger and contribute to long-term damage in the brain and body. One interesting fact, quote, "the brain retains for a long time the urge to eat when the taste buds for sugar are stimulated without sugar having entered the system," end quote. The further explanation is that there's a physiological response to sweeteners where the body is expecting to receive calories. When you get the sweetness without the calories, you experience an urge to eat in order to get the calories elsewhere. Think of it as your body saying, "Hey, you're not going to trick me. I'll go find my own darn calories if there's none in this soda. Maybe some cookies will do the trick." Don't let this happen to you. Make the choice to drink water instead. The next big thought: eliminating key pains, how the body signals thirst. Quote, "after all, water and only water is what the body wants, needs, and is calling for," end quote. There's quite a bit of detail in this book about specific pains and health issues and how increased water intake can help to alleviate each of them. This is essentially the main thrust of the book, with each section of the book devoted to specific issues and how water can solve those. To give you a snapshot, some of the topics that are covered include dyspeptic pain, colitis pain, false appendicitis, rheumatoid arthritis pain, low back pain, neck pain, headaches, and more. Just hearing that long list of ailments that can be impacted through hydration makes you want to run and grab a glass of water right now, doesn't it? Let's pick just one of these here as an example, and then you can go further into the specific topics that are most relevant to you as you read through the full book. Dr. Batman Gelage claims to have treated over 3,000 people with dyspeptic pain with only water to eliminate their pain. And just a side note for those wondering, dyspepsia is another word for indigestion, according to the dictionary. He claims that among all those 3,000 people, quote, "they all responded to an increase in their water intake and their clinical problems associated with the pain disappeared," end quote. The author quite passionately believes that antacids should not be used. In fact, he calls them slow poisons, but that water should be used instead to treat this pain. Although the treatment of dyspepsia is just one example, the author's clear premise is that many pains are associated with dehydration, but are mistakenly treated with medicine instead. The concept is that the body signals its water shortage by producing pain. And again, while you're going to want to consult your own pharmacist or doctor, particularly where pain is involved, it's always helpful to inform yourself as well so that you can make well-informed health decisions and ask the right questions. Only you can make those best individual decisions about your health in light of the available information and your own health strategies. And it's very worth noting that hydration can be an important part of that health puzzle. The next big thought: hidden benefits of salt, vital to your health. Quote, "salt is a vital substance for the survival of all living creatures," end quote. Having a proper amount of salt in the body is key for healthy living. In Your Body's Many Cries for Water, the author extols the benefits of salt, and we'll take a look at those here. Quotes as follows: "Salt is a strong anti-stress element for the body. Salt is vital for the kidneys to clear excess acidity and to pass the acidity into the urine. Salt is essential for preserving the serotonin and melatonin levels in the brain. Salt is vital for maintaining muscle tone and strength. Salt is essential for the prevention of muscle cramps. End quote. There's a whole list of other benefits that you can explore further, but clearly salt is vital to your health. So you want to be sure that you have adequate amounts of salt in your body, and particularly if you're drinking a lot of water, you'll want to stay in the right balance with water and salt. Dr. Batman Gelage suggests that, quote, as a rough rule of thumb, you need about 3 grams of salt, half a teaspoon for every 10 glasses of water, end quote. One note, however, is that additional research has emerged since this book was written, pointing to the dangers of too much salt. And for those people who eat a lot of processed food, since salt is added to so many foods, we end up eating way more salt than we need. Check out the book Salt, Sugar, Fat by Michael Moss and our life note on that book for more on this topic. Similarly, Dr. Batman Gelage reinforces that you must not overdo it when it comes to salt. Find the balance that works for you and be sure to consult with your doctor on this point, especially if you have specific medical conditions that are a concern. The final big thought: exercise is key. Fat burning, mobility, and more. Quote, the most important factor for survival after air, water, salt, and food is exercise. End quote. Even though this is a book mainly about water, of course water intake is just one of many key influences on health. The author includes some interesting insights on exercise in the book, and we thought it might be helpful to share a few nuggets of his wisdom here, where he outlines some specific benefits of exercise. Quote, exercise stimulates the activity of fat-burning enzymes for the manufacture of constantly needed energy for muscle activity. End quote. This is a good reminder of how helpful exercise can be for weight loss and maintenance. Quote, exercise makes the muscles hold more water in reserve and prevent increased concentration of blood that would otherwise damage the lining of the blood vessel walls. Exercise causes an increase in the mobility of the joints in the body. End quote. He goes on to explain that as you exercise, the water that is in the joint cavity distributes the nutrients to cells that are inside the cartilage. We all know that there are many, many more important benefits to exercise, including others included in your body's many cries for water. Getting an adequate amount of water is very important, but it certainly works hand in hand with other key factors, such as exercise and nutrition. So in summary, when we go back to the idea that our bodies are composed primarily of water, it seems to be a critical aspect of our health and well-being to pay attention to it. Yet the importance of water is so often ignored by both ourselves and by medical professionals. If you really want to take charge of all aspects of your health, it's up to you to better understand how all the parts fit together, including the 75% of your own body that is water. Is your own body crying out for water? Check out the book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water, to learn more. We hope you found this life note valuable and insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.